All right, good afternoon, everyone. We are all set to call the meeting to order. I'll do so, and our first item then is approval of the minutes from the February 20 meeting. They were distributed with the agenda. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second that motion, Doug.
Is there any discussion regarding the minutes? Hearing none, then I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I vote aye.
Okay. Next item we have are, we have four loans totaling about $2.7 million.
Mr. Chairman, they've been approved for public purpose by your office.
Very good. I'll make a motion to approve.
Doug, I'll second the motion.
Any discussion regarding the loans this week? Okay. Then I will call for the vote. All in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. We have no old or new business on the agenda. Any future agenda items anyone wants to raise now? And otherwise, we can get on to the Executive Secretary's report. Jonathan, please.
Yeah, real briefly, Mr. Chairman, we've got a format that I'm presenting for your consideration on how to report our investment portfolio. I don't have the local government loan programs in here, but I've got the Treasury securities, Wisconsin State Agency securities, municipal district, the weighting, the yield, and et cetera. That's something you're used to. What you're not used to is this public equities, and I'm reporting that. I propose to report that in this format, which for each equity, the average cost, the cost basis, the current price, current value, unrealized gain or loss, and the dividend yield that's posted in our projected annual income. So if that meets with your objection or your approval, I'll do that. We'll cause that to be provided to every board meeting, keep you up to date.
Great. Seems like a structure that can work. Anybody else have any issue?
No, it seems to make sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Then the last thing, I just wanted to give you a heads up on the Three Lakes land purchase, because it's kind of, there's people tracking it. As you know, this is a land purchase by request by the school board of Three Lakes. They had a unanimous vote, I'm told, in their letter to seek this property for the purpose of constructing and operating a gun shooting range. I just want to report that I solicited bids from appraisers in the area and have two back. Their price of an appraisal is going to be approximately $1,900 if the first two are indicative. And the question I'm going to probably present to you is, after we do a little research, should we ask for a split of the cost of that appraisal with the buyer, or should we ask anything more than that? And then secondly, I've been advised that there's a desire to have a survey in the back boundary just to protect ourselves from encroachment. I'm going to investigate the cost. I'm hopeful we don't have to do that because surveys are $3,500. I really don't want to spend the money.
Who wants the survey?
Our own foresters, Doug, because it's really hard back there to differentiate who owns what once we sell this parcel. Right now, it's not an issue because we own along the boundary. But I'm just hopeful that we can get the boundary marked short of spending a lot of money on appraisal or survey.
Okay, now on your first question about the appraisal came in about $2,000, you say?
I think it's $1,900.
Yeah. Well, now, what is our normal procedure as far as...
Well, our normal procedure is if we're selling land that nobody's asking to buy, but we want to get it marketed, we pay for the appraisal.
Okay.
In the case where we're selling to a governmental unit where they're asking to buy, we have been basically splitting the cost of the appraisal with the U.S. Forest Service, for example, in the past. And on occasion, we've had the buyer pay the cost of the appraisal. So we don't have a firm policy. But I do know that the only time we ask for an appraisal cost sharing is when it's a sale to a local government where there's no public bid in question. In other words, we didn't initiate the sale idea or the appraisal.
Well, I mean, I like to save money. So, I mean, one could tell them that, the appraisal cost is part of their purchase. And if everybody agrees, or we could be more generous and just try to split it with them.
Yeah.
I'll wait and see what other two commissioners think.
Yeah. My guess is that we can support a split in the cost of the appraisal from past practice, but perhaps not picking up the entire cost of the appraisal.
I don't know if we need a motion or just a recommendation, Jonathan.
Basically, as soon as I get these, we pick the appraiser and get them working, we're going to go ahead and do the appraisal because this school district is in a hurry. But I'll come back to with you with a package that you can vote on and tell me just give me guidance. Do you want us to split the cost or not? It's a simple decision.
I thought you said you had an appraisal already.
No, I've solicited a bid for an appraisal, Doug. I've not contracted for an appraisal at this point.
Okay, I understand. So at the moment, we haven't spent any money yet.
That's correct.
Okay, well, I guess I'm willing to be magnanimous. That sounds like that's what you would like, Brad, and split the cost with them instead of make them pay the whole thing.
That sounds fine.
Yeah, that's our prior practice. So we all agree, Jonathan. So
all right, well, then
it that way, and hopefully it works.
I'll operate from that premise, and I'm really going to try and avoid a survey. I just don't see the need. We should be able to determine which tree is on our side of the boundary without a survey on a 40. So, okay, that's all I have then.
Well, I would say just in a closing thought, if we do have to have a survey, then we would have to split that cost with them as well.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to adjourn, I think.
Is that? I'll second that.
All right. I'll add my vote, and everyone have a great day.
Take care now, Bobby.